exactly what part of Never Trump are people not getting?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for January 7th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Santis. I was just still stunned by the 19.
2019. It just seems weird. Listen, we've been away for a few weeks. We're glad you're listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. How fun is this? Happy 2019 to all you guys. I hope it was happy and your festivities were safe and you didn't blow anything up. We usually, when we were living down in Birmingham, we used to blow up, not blow up, but burn our lawn. Was that New Year's tradition or was that a...
That was New Year's tradition, was fireworks, and it often ended up with the lawn on fire.
It's a true story. Our neighbor would be, I'd be standing there, and first year it happened. Actually, it did become a tradition, not on purpose.
I think it only really happened once, but...
No, it happened the following year.
We were ready.
We had a bucket of water the next year. But he's hitting my arm. I go, what's up? He goes, your lawn's on fire. I go, yeah, that's very funny. He goes, No, your lawn's on fire. I go, Rick, that's funny. I got it. Okay, ha, ha, ha. He goes, no, look. And our lawn was on fire.
Yep.
So, Happy New Year, everybody. What do we got?
We've got, TimBob2313 says, somehow I get the idea that the cartoonist, while a repub, hates Trump, who, while DT, is the head of the GOP, he is not a Republican. So, that's what I got. The guy's just now getting the idea that you don't like Trump.
Yeah, I draw Trump in the strip as a skunk. Maybe that's hint number one. I've never liked Donald Trump as a person, as someone who represents me or my party or my ideals. He certainly doesn't project Republican ideals, especially if you're like me, you came from the libertarian wing of the Republican Party. This guy, I mean, tariffs, walls, I mean, the whole thing is just so anathema to the way I think governing should do. Tax cuts, yeah, that's great. But also spending cuts, they've been grossly irresponsible in their spending. And so our deficit's over $20 trillion now. That's with a T, folks. So yeah, it's funny that he just noticed. Now, it's the same thing when I do something about Trump. I get, you never said anything about Hillary.
I know.
And when I do something about Hillary, you never say anything about Trump.
It's like, you can't please people. That's just it. You just have to do your job and that's that.
Yeah, I'm just going to do my thing. Hope they go to gocomics.com/prickly city and you can actually go back to the very beginning when I started the strip. And the very first strip I ever did was making fun of John Ashcroft and the diminishment of our civil liberties. I'm glad we fixed that one.
Oh, yes. So free now.
Yes. We've got our privacy back. Well, we actually, Jenny and I, we just got an Echo, the Amazon thing where you talk to it. And
so now it knows everything?
It knows everything. And what's really weird is that it really does. Once in a while, like when you were away, I told you that, and you were visiting your folks or something, or you just had enough of my BS, whatever it was. But and I told you that, like 2 a.m, I hear bloop, 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 bloop. I'm like, what was that? Because I was just being alone in the apartment. Yeah, so apparently it's
mystery.
Scanning or whatever. So I imagine we have other comments.
We do have other comments.
Okay.
Kyle of Lalkosh said, Carmen demands a wall. Better would be actually negotiating for a true help to America and stop shutting down government workers. Carmen has never demanded a wall.
No, in fact, like I said, Carmen reflects my conservative side. And I've mentioned this a number of times. Came up working in Republican politics. Still vote Republican, and that may change shortly if they continue to become Trumpites and the Trumpisms. And in fact, the Republican Party has become the party of Trump, and it looks like the RNC particularly has gotten hook, line, and sinker. That's another issue. The fact that I don't believe in a wall per se. I think we have to have you're not a sovereign nation if you don't have strict borders. But you can have a small L liberal approach to immigration, which is what I believe in. Three of my four grandparents, as you know, I'm saying this to Janine because, you know, we're married to, you know, each other, were immigrants. So, you know, I have a rather soft spot in my heart for the immigrants and the immigrant story. But I'll say this again, and I've said it in other podcasts, immigration helps America. It helps it in a lot of very, frankly, selfish ways to me. It grows the economy. It creates larger markets in order to sell goods and services. That's a good thing, people. Now, should you not let bad guys into the country? Yes, that's a good policy. And should you be able to regulate your borders? Yeah, you should. And do the best that you can. It's a long honking border with Mexico. It's a longer one with Canada.
What did they say that it was going to... God, I can't remember how much it was. They mentioned this morning it was going to cost like 20 million a mile or something along those lines?
Yeah, that's the other thing about government construction programs, which I don't understand, and maybe you can email me and fill me in, because I don't quite understand why building a road costs, like Janine said, it's like $3 million a mile or whatever enormous number. It's a bigger number than that. This is the same way. It's going to cost a gazillion dollars. There's maybe better ways to patrol large swatches of this area that would be more cost effective and, frankly, more efficient and more effective. But, we're not talking. Now we're stuck on that one four-letter word, wall. And that's it.
And no one's going to back down. Because now we heard on the radio, which was a conservative columnist for the, what, Scott?
Make something up.
National Review, that was it. Mentioned that it's become a symbol now. That it's like you just can't back down either side because the wall is not, it's just a symbol for something that they...
They're stepping into my world as an editorial cartoonist, and that's metaphor. And that pisses me off because that's my job. They're stuck on WALL. So the president, it was announced today is Monday, and it was announced just before we started this podcast that President Trump is going down to the border on Thursday, and he's going to stand in front of the big, beautiful, whatever thing he thinks is big and beautiful at the moment, and tell us and show us, maybe he'll go into single armed combat with an M13 member or something, or I don't know. It's become this fiasco, a circus. It's actually not a bad strategy on his part. And I'll tell you why, because it's showing that he's standing up to them. Finally, someone is standing up and not backing down and not compromising. Well, compromise is part of everyday life. It's part of government. And I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with some kind of compromise on this. But you're right. I mean, both parties have locked themselves in. So anyway, yes, I have talked, and Carmen has not advocated for the wall.
No, she has not. And now I think we'll just move on to something that you like better, your new horizons.
Yes.
Aikini said, always nice to see a fellow science geek who is as thrilled as I am about outer space exploration.
This was awesome. This is, we had Alan Stern, the principal investigator for the New Horizons mission. He was actually in the strip back in 2015 when the New Horizons flew by Pluto, which was a remarkable achievement by any measure. And this time around, they're going by a Kuiper Belt object it was MU69, and they tentatively called it, because they don't have the right to name it. It goes through a process, apparently.
Oh.
But they call it Ultima Thule, and it's a Kuiper Belt object, and when they flew by it, it did turn out to be amazing. It's two separate spheres that got conjoined.
It's a snowman.
Yeah, it's not a bowling pin, it's a snowman. And how cool is that? And it's made out of, they think it's orange because of irradiated ices on the surface. And I mean, they're going to get the sun, it's going to take, as you know, if there are any of you who followed the New Horizons mission, it takes about a year or more to get all the information back. It's even at it, because they had to trade two things off. They could either send things back instantly, but they'd have to make room for lose something when they piece of equipment, or they could make the storage area much and the process so that store the stuff up and send it back much slower. That's what we're facing now. So we still don't have a high definition image of it. I think we're supposed to get it sometime in February, and that's going to be awesome too. I mean, just the fuzzy images we have now are remarkable. So Janine's smiling at me
because you're so excited.
I get very excited. I get geeked out by this. So I'm glad that other readers are too, and I know that Alan appreciated it, and his mother sent a message through Alan that she liked it too.
Aw, nice. So I think we'll end on Robin Hood sent us a Doctor Who quote.
Okay.
Keep your faith, travel hopefully, and the universe will surprise you constantly.
Well, I'm going to leave it on. I can't better that. I love Doctor Who, although this season it's been a little rough. We can talk about that
sometime. But not because of the woman doctor. She's great.
Okay. No, it isn't. The writing has been awful. But, okay, we can talk about that some on our Doctor Who podcast, which we should probably start, which I'm sure there's not one.
No, I doubt that they have a single one at all.
Well, thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer, who is a Bears fan. So if you pray, if you send out good vibrations, pray for Brian, because he's sad. For those of you who don't care about football, the Bears lost in a playoff game, a heartbreaker. Their kicker kicked the ball into the upright. The sixth time he's done it this season, by the way. I think someone needs to sit him down and say, those poles, you're not supposed to hit them. But, you know, that's a discussion. Again, that's for the Bears podcast, apparently, we're going to do next. But, Brian, thank you so much. And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for putting up with us and off having us use their equipment and posting this and just being all around good people. And I think, really, oh, wait. Oh, it's Giancarlo. I'll call to talk to him later. I'm sure he's calling to see how the podcast is going.
I'm sure.
I want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Without you guys listening, I wouldn't have anything to do, and I would just be talking to Janine. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, this is okay. Could we be more professional? No,
no,
apparently not. Listen, again, thanks for listening. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, go to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. And you can register and get a bunch of neat free stuff. It's a great thing to register for, frankly. I love getting that letter in the morning. I get to see all my favorite cartoons, including my Atora cartoons and my comic strip, which are two of my favorites. Janine's not so much, but mine, I love it. Anyway, if you leave a comment, maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, please feel free to email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.